From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Another Republican is jumping into the race for Missouri governor. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
Bob Dixon is a second-term state senator from Springfield who also served 8 years in the Missouri House. He says if elected, there will be a, quote, new era of openness in the governor's office.
We need a governor who will lead and work with all members of the House and the Senate to get things done. Willing even to get out of the office and go door to door in this, the people's house, the state house.
Dixon's announcement expands the official GOP field to five, which also includes fellow state senator Mike Parson, Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, former House Speaker Catherine Hanaway, and former House Member Randy Asbury. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Scientists are using remote controls to inject drugs into the brains of mice. Researchers at Washington University and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign have developed the tiny device. WashU neuroscientist Michael Brukas says the technology can be used to study mouse brain circuits involved in behaviors like anxiety and addiction.
Literally, we're just using essentially the same technology that's in a TV remote to drive the release of the drug into the animal.
In the future, similar technologies could be used to treat human brain disorders like Parkinson's disease or deliver chemotherapy drugs to tumors. Republican lawmakers and gubernatorial hopefuls are calling on Missouri Governor Jay Nixon to arm the National Guard after the recent attack on two Tennessee military facilities. GOP leaders and those eyeing the governorship have publicly asked the Democratic governor to act. A Nixon spokesman was not immediately available to comment yesterday. A gunman attacked a recruiting center in a Marine Navy Reserve facility in Chattanooga last week. Four Marines and one Navy sailor were killed. The governors of Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, Indiana, and Oklahoma have since ordered guardsmen to be armed. A number of Missouri's GOP senators and others want Nixon to take similar action. Republican Senator Dan Brown and GOP gubernatorial candidate Senator Mike Parson and Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder also want Nixon to order flags at half-staff. A federal appeals panel has reversed a lower court's rejection of a challenge to the Affordable Care Act brought by a Missouri lawmaker fighting required birth control coverage in his state-sponsored insurance plan. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis yesterday reversed a U.S. District Court's 2013 ruling dismissing the complaint brought by Republican State Representative Paul Weiland and his wife Teresa against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and other federal agencies. Weiland's lawyers cited the Supreme Court's earlier decision that private companies such as Hobby Lobby with religious objections can opt out of the federal insurance plan's contraceptive requirement. The appeals decision sends the case back to the district court. The Health and Human Services Department didn't immediately return a call seeking comment. Columbia City Council voted Monday night to approve new lighting features for Stevens Lake Park. 32 new Dusk to Dawn lights will light the trail along East Walnut, as well as the parking lot near the Happy Hollow and Gordon shelters. These lights use LED technology to reduce energy, glare, and light trespass, according to the city staff. This project will be funded by the park sales tax. Present at the meeting was Richard King, who runs Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival. He said he thinks the new lights will improve people's festival experience at Stevens Lake. The council also voted to prohibit parking on the east side of Fay Street outside of Logboat Brewing Company and authorized a new bond for water and electric system improvements. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.